Okay, so we're a few days before Shavuos. Tonight is the beginning of the Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah, the 3 days of preparation, of Hachana, for receiving the Torah. I wanted to share some Divrei Chizuk that can hopefully carry us through the Yom Tov and even beyond that. We know that there are Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. There are 24 books, so to speak, that are the books, the written part of the Torah, and then we have the Torah Shebaal Peh, which was not meant to be written down. Eventually, it had to be written down. So when we learn our, the introduction to Torah Shebaal Peh, the standard description is that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came along, he realized that people were forgetting things, and therefore he edited it, and he compiled it, he put it together, and it was written down as what we call the Mishnah. The truth is that there were individual Svarim that were printed earlier than the Mishnah. Megillas Tainis, which is a list of the dates, which we're not allowed to fast on, and we're not allowed to give eulogies, the Lol Misbeid Bahon, Lol Sanas Bahon. That's one of the earlier sources from the Tanaim. But the very first written Torah Shebaal Peh that we have, which I guess we could call the 25th book, the first ever written Torah Shebaal Peh was a collection of Midrashim from Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis called Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. I have the sefer in front of me over here, Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, so it's very interesting. The first two prakim tell a story, which we're going to learn together. And then from the third parakin on, it's Rabbi Eliezer's drushas, the Midrashim from Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol or Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis. And that's what I want to read with you today. The Medrash starts out, and you have this on your source sheet, where it says Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol at the top, Perek Rishon. I want to read with you the words of the Medrash, the first two prakim. And the reason I want to read this is because this is the beginning, this is the first written message of Torah Shebaal Peh. That itself is significant. The first thing that we have as Torah Shebaal Peh, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis. There was a story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanis. Shayul Aviv Chorshim. Now, his father had many people who were working for him, plowing. Vayu Chorshim al Gabe Hamana. Now, they were plowing on the area, some type of area that was easier to plow. Vehu hayacharish betrushin. He was plowing in the trushin, which is the rocky area. And that was a very hard area to plow. Yashav lo v'hayabochen. He was sitting and he was crying. He's sitting and crying. Amar lo aviv. So his father comes and says, Mepneam ma'atabochen, why are you crying? Shema mitzdarato shatacharish betrushin. Are you upset that you're plowing in the trushin, in the rocky areas that are hard to plow? Okay, is that what's bothering you? Don't worry, I'll move your position. You're my son. I'll move your position. I'll move you to the areas that are easy to plow. Okay, you won't have to work as hard, or maybe the plow works better, so you feel more accomplished. So he gets his job moved. Now he's sitting by the mana, and now he continues to cry. What are you crying about now? You have the best spot. You're still upset. No, that's not it. So why are you crying? He says, "Sha'ani mevakesh lilmod Torah." I don't want to sit here with a plow. I want to learn Torah. So his father says to him, "Amar lo v'halo ben esrim u'shmonim shanata." You're 28 years old already. You're an old man. I think the footnote at the bottom. Now, this medrash is actually quoted also in Avos Rabbi Nasan, is a collection of medrashim, and it is also quoted in one other place. Let me see if I can find it. The Avos Rabbi Nasan, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, and the Bereishis Rabbah. Bereishis Medrash Rabba in Parsha Mem Beis. That's where it is. So the footnote at the bottom says that according to Avos Rabbi Nasan, the Girsa was Chav Beis Shanim, 22 years old. But either way, he's telling him, you're too old to start this whole learning thing. We're going to go with our Girsa, you're 28 years old. Ella, Valo ben Esim Shmonim Shanim Ata, Vata Mavakish Lomot Torah, you're 28 years old, you now are Mavakish to learn Torah. Ella kach lecha isha, find a wife. Vitolid lecha banim, have children. Vata molichin lebeis ha-sefer. You want to participate in limud ha-Torah, have children, bring them to yeshiva. They'll learn Torah. Asa shtei shabbosos v'lotam klum. For the next 2 weeks, he didn't eat anything. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkus ate nothing. Acha niglalo Eliyahu zichrono levracha, until Eliyahu Hanavi appeared to him, v'omar lo, and he said to him, Ben Horkinus, the son of Horkinus, lama atabocha, why are you crying? Because I want to learn Torah. Amarlo imata mevakish lomo Torah. If you really want to learn Torah, alei li Yerushalayim etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Go up to Yerushalayim and go learn with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Amar v'halach etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the story continues. Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus goes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yashav lo v'hayaboicha. So he goes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and he continues to cry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, why are you crying? I want to learn. Amarlo ben Miata, who are you? Velohigidlo. He wouldn't say who he was. Amarlo mia mechalo lamarta kriyashma velotfil velbrichas hamazon. Have you ever learned Shema, davening, benching? Amarlo lav, I know nothing. Amarlo amod, stand va'alamedcha shloshan. I'll teach you all three of them. Yashav vayabacha. So he sits and he cries. No, I want to learn. So he would teach him two halachos every day of the week. He would review them, and this is a very interesting lashon. Umidabkan. It's a funny lashon. Devek is glue. Midabkan. It would stick to him. It became like part of his guts. It became one with him because it was glued to him. That's how much he loved it. That's how much he reviewed it. Asa shmona yamin v'lo tam klum. 8 days goes by, and he hasn't eaten anything. Ad sha'ala reyach, turning on to the next side. Ad sha'ala reyach piv lifnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. An odor emanated from him. Different pshatim, why? Either because he didn't eat anything, or some say he was eating things that had a bad reyach and were not satiating, and that's why he was still very hungry. So they brought this young man, Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yashav ayabocha. He sees and he's crying again. Amar lo b'pnei ma'ata bocha. Amar lo b'pnei shehem adatani milfanecha ka'adam shemamed milfanecha mukashchin. You dismissed me like you would dismiss a person who deserves to be sent away. I'm on the third line. It says page Vav on the top of this column. He gives him a bracha. Just like the odor that came from you came up in front of me, the pleasant scent of the Torah that you teach from your mouth should go up to Shamayim. Now who are you? I am the son of Horkinus. You didn't tell me. Horkinus was a big Adam Chashev, an Adam Gadol. V'lo ha'yisi magalo, you never told me such. Why didn't you tell me? Amar lo chayecha hayom ata soed etzli. You, from now on, you're going to eat at my house. I'm going to make sure you eat. Amar lo kvar sa'adati etzal achsani sheli. I have a place where I eat. Amar lo mihu achsani shecha, who is your host? Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. I eat by them. Shalach v'shalach achsani shelo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, at this point, he knows better than to just leave this boy alone. So he goes and he sends for the achsanya, for the host. Amalahem etzlechem sa'ad Eliezer hayom. Did this young boy, Eliezer, did he eat by you? No, it wasn't a young boy, he was 28. Amalo lav, nope, he didn't come. V'halo yeshlo shmoni yom shlo to'am klum. 8 days, he didn't eat anything. Achar kein, holchu Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, v'amalo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, v'halo yeshlo shmoni yom shlo to'am klum. He went 8 days. He hasn't eaten in our house in those 8 days. He said he did, but he didn't. That's the end of Perek Rishon. Perek Sheni, the story continues. Amru banam shal horkinus laviyam. Now at this point, you know, the kids were taking over the father's business, and as the father got older, and all the sons worked in the field, and Eliezer decided to take a vacation to Yerushalayim to go learn Torah. So they said to their father, the sons of Hyrcanus said to their father, "Alei lecha liYerushalayim v'nadeis bincha Eliezer minichasecha. Go up to Yerushalayim and dismiss Eliezer from the Yerusha. He doesn't deserve a part of the business. He's not working. Va'ala liYerushalayim l'nadoso." So Hyrcanus goes up to Yerushalayim with the intentions of dismissing him. Umatzasham Yom Tov l'Rabban Yochanan Zakkai. He got there and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making a big party. Vahu kol gedolei hamedina so'ad netzlo, and all the great parnasei hador. We'll see the wealthy people of the generation who supported the Jewish people in times of need. The Gemara in Maseches Gittin, when it's talking about the siege that was laid around Yerushalayim in times of the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says that when the siege was laid, there were three people who stepped up to the plate and donated a lot of materials to be able to support the people, because when there's a siege, you can't get out to get things. So they had, and they shared it with the people. So who was that? That was Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, V'Nakdimon Ben Gurion, U'Ben Kalba Savua. V'loma Nikmar Shmo Tzitzis HaKeses. Why was he known as Ben Tzitzis HaKeses? Shayamesiv L'malam Gdoli Yerushalayim. He would sit above the Gedole Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Gittin, when it talks about this story, this is around, you might be familiar with the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. That's the Gemara, the Tishba of Gemara. So it's in that story. So Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, the Gemara gives two explanations. One, the other explanation is he had such kavod for his tzitzis that he had long, beautiful tzitzis, but he wouldn't let them drag on the floor. They would bring pillows. Somebody would hold a pillow under his tzitzis so that it wouldn't touch the floor. That was a kavod for the tzitzis. Okay. He had enough to feed, enough flour to feed three meals, three saw to every single person that lived in Yerushalayim. I assume that was a lot. Okay, he had also a big amount of wealth. Arba kor of ginos tochen mizav. Amru lo harei aviv shor belezer ba. So they said, "Oh, look who's coming! Here comes Hyrcanus." Amar lahem, turning the page, "Asulo makom, make a seat for Hyrcanus." Va'asulo makom oshivu asa etzlo. They got a seat for Hyrcanus and he sat down. V'nasan einav brevi Eliezer. Now, I think this is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai looks to Rabbi Eliezer and says, "Amalo, emar lanu davar echad min haTorah. Tell us something. Tell us some Torah that you learned." Amalo Rebbe, emshalucha mashal l'madavar domer. Let me give you a mashal. Labor hazeh shenu yochal hotzi mayim yosim yimashah yamotzi. Yeah, a pit that has water in it. It can't give off more water than it has. What does he mean to say? Kachani. I'm the same thing. Eini yochal lomer divrei Torah yosim yimashah kibalti mimecha. I don't have any more Torah to give than what you taught me. So if I say something, I'm just going to be repeating what you said. So there's no point of me saying that. You could say that too. You taught it to the people. So even if I remember everything I learned, but it's only what I learned. Omer lo. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus, Em shalucha mashal l'madavar domeh l'ma'ayan, a spring, zeshu noveh motzi mayim, it burst forth with water. V'yesh b'kocha l'hotzi mayim yosem b'mashahu machnis. It keeps on flowing, the water keeps on flowing, a spring keeps on flowing, and it keeps on getting more water, and giving off more. Kachat ha'yochal omer divrei Torah yosem b'mashah kiblu mi'sinai. You could even teach more than we received from Har Sinai, which is a loaded statement. Because the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything, that every Talmud Vasek was Asad L'Chadesh. Yeah?
Does this have anything to do with Perkei Avot? Because it says that when Isaiah Nasi was Yud, that one of the, it lists many, maybe it's off, whatever, it lists a bunch of Rebbeim, and it says that why each of them?
Bor Surja Tipa? That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Isn't that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai?
I'm not sure.
He was the lowest of the Talmidim, right?
Yeah.
Do we have a Pirkei Avos anymore? I don't know, we'll have to find it. Yeah. I mean, there is a connection. It's not directly connected, but this is just a metaphor. The metaphor is that the spring gives off more than it has. A pit has whatever it has, and that's it. It's not making more water. Okay. Amar lo shema mimeni ata mizbayish. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to Rabbi Eliezer, "Oh, I know what the problem is. You're embarrassed in front of your Rebbe. You're nervous to speak. Okay, harini omid meitzacha. I'm gonna leave." Amad Rabbi Yochanan v'halach lo lachutz. Rabbi Yochanan got up and he walked. He left outside. He went out the door. V'hai Rabbi Eliezer yoshi v'dorish. Now Rabbi Eliezer got up to speak, and he's darshening upadav meiros ka'or hachama, and his face was illuminating like the light of the sun. V'karnosav yotzos k'karnosav shel Moshe, and the rays of light burst forth from him, just like when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, and he didn't know that his face was shining so bright. That's how Rabbi Elazar ben Horkas's face was shining. Ve'ein adam yodea im yom vim laila. They had no idea if it was day or night. It was so bright in the room, they wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Now, this was before electricity, so they could tell if it was day or night. So for them, this was a chiddush. For us, the lights are on. You have no idea. Anyway, okay. Rabbi Yochanan comes and he gives him a kiss on his head. Amar lo, Ashrechem Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov sheyata ze mechalatzeichem. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, how lucky you are that you have a descendant like Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol. Hayo, Amar Horkinus. Now Horkinus pipes up. Lemi Amar Kach. Who are you talking about? Amar lo Eliezer Bincha. I was talking to Eliezer. Amar lahem lo kach hayalo lomar ela ashrei ani sheyatzei ze mechalotzai. You should have said, "Wow, Horkinus, look at the son that you have." Where Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Horkinus. Hayu Rabbi Eliezer Yoshe v'Doresh. Rabbi Eliezer continued to darshan. Va'aviv omed al raglov, and his father standing there in awe. Kim and Shira aviv omed al raglov nifal. Now, all of a sudden, he notices his father standing, and he's nifal. He's frightened. Amar lo abba shev. Tati, sit down. I'm not comfortable giving shir and you're standing in front of me. I'm not comfortable with that. The truth is, you know why I came? I came to tell you that you no longer have a portion of my Yerusha. Now I see what you've accomplished, what you've become. Your brothers are out of the Yerusha. You're getting the whole thing. And it's all yours. I'm not equal to them. If I wanted land, I could ask Hashem. God has everything. He can give me land. Everything in the world is God's. If I want, God could give it to me. If I wanted gold and silver, God could give me the gold and silver also. I don't need it from you. I only want Torah. I don't want anything else. The Pikudei Hashem Yisharim is the Torah, the laws. That's Yashar in my eyes. Kol Orach Sheker, all the ways of falsehood. Sanesi, I hate them. That's the story of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, the first story in Torah Sheba'al Peh. You know, the Medrash Tanchuma says, Parshas Noach, the famous question is that the Yidden, we said Nasa v'Nishma, so why do we have to hold the mountain over us like a barrel, like he's going to drop, Hashem is going to drop it on us? So the Medrash Tanchuma says that when we said Nasa v'Nishma, we were only talking about the Torah Shebichsav. That's easy. Psukim, not so bad. I could learn a Chumash. I could learn some Navi. Okay, I could say some Tehillim. But Torah Shebaal Peh, a Shakla Vitaria, a Machlokes, between Tosus and the Rambam, right? A Briska Rav. That's where it gets hard. Torah Shebaal Peh is where it gets confusing, where it becomes difficult. You have to understand. It's not so simple. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, we said Nasa V'Nishma about the Torah Shebichsav. We said Hashem held the mountain over us because the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is difficult. What's the first message of Torah Shebaal Peh? The first written message that we have. This is the first recorded Torah Shebaal Peh. You know what it is? It's the story of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the message of the story? You have to want it. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol became the great Rabbi Eliezer, Tana Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, because he wanted it. He was an Am Haaretz. He was a farmer. But he wanted, all he wanted out of life was to learn Torah. The message is, if you want it, it's yours. But you have to want it. There's a Medrash. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim quotes a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Pasuk in Mishlei, Perach of Beis, Pasuk of Tes, Chazisa ish mahir b'malachto, if you see a man who is efficient in his malacha, lifnei malachim yisyatzav, he will stand before kings. The Medrash quotes a story about Rav Chanina. The Medrash says that Rav Chanina saw the people, a lot of people were bringing karbanos, olas and shlamim, and he felt bad. He didn't have a karban to bring to the Ribono Shel Olam. He wanted to do something, so he went out outskirts of the city. He found a rock, he polished it up, he dusted it off, he made it beautiful, and he said, okay, like a big rock, now I'm going to bring this to the Beis HaMikdash and hopefully they'll be able to use it. He wanted to do something. The problem is, the rock was huge. What was he going to do with this rock? So he looked around for somebody to help carry it. He found a group of people and they said, 100 coins. He said, 100 coins? I don't have any. I can't even give you 50. I don't have anything. That's way too much money. So they walked away. And he was very, very agitated. And he really, really wanted to do it. Five, the Medrash says, that Hashem sent five malachim. Five malachim came to him and said, if you give us 5 coins, we'll do it. 5 coins. But here's the deal. You have to help us. You're going to be our 6th man. So, the 6th of them picked up the rock, and before you knew it, they were in Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash. The story came to the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGozes. They had the stone, and Rav Chanina thought these 5 workers. So they saw what happened, and they told Rav Chanina, by the way, you should realize, those weren't 5 workers, those were 5 malachim. So he gave the coins to the to the Chachamim, and that was it. Beautiful story. Another beautiful story. What in the world is the pshat in the story? So there was a Rosh Yeshiva, a Talmud of Rav Huttner. His name was Rav Shlomo Freifeld. It was the Rosh Yeshiva. There's a yeshiva in the 5 towns called Shar Yashav. He founded the yeshiva, I think, in the 60s. He passed away maybe 25 years ago. So he has a shmuz where he explains what was meant in this medrash. He says that something we don't realize is that anything we want to do, we could do. If we really, really, really want it, we can do it. And if we're determined to do it, nothing can stop us. That's what the pasuk says, ish mahir b'malachto, a person who's diligent, he's dedicated, he's determined to accomplish, he's going to stand in front of kings. Why? Because it's a guarantee. If a human being puts all of his kochos into it, if a human being tries as hard as he or she can, he will be successful. There's no doubt. When we're not successful in something, it's because at some point along the way we gave up. And you could look around, you could find that anywhere. Guaranteed. Anybody who wasn't successful, it's because they might have tried very hard, but at a certain point they gave up. If you don't give up, you'll get there. Rav Chanina wouldn't give up. The problem is he couldn't pick up the stone and he didn't have any money. So what was he going to do? It doesn't matter. He wasn't going to let that get in his way, and that's why he wouldn't give up. And that's why the Ribono Shalom said, well, if he's not going to give up, I'm going to have to get him out of this situation. He didn't even realize. But the Ribono Shel Olam saw that his determination was legitimate, his determination was for real, and he said, okay, then I'm going to help him, and I'm going to bring it there. And why did he have to help? So once we have 5 malachim, so Freifeld asked, so we have 5 malachim. So 5 malachim can't carry the rock, but if you get 1 human being, he can help? The answer is no. it was there because he had to show the whole way that he really wanted it. Yeah, I'll schlep. I would do the whole thing if I could. I just physically can't move this rock. But of course, if other people will help me, I'm happy to push and to try. And the truth is that this is true of all of life, but it's very true when it comes to Limud HaTorah. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, like the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, we have to want it. You have to want it until the bitter end. And like the Medrash tells us, the Rav Chanina, if you want it, and you're really, really committed to it, no matter what happens, you could be successful in it. I want to tell you words that he writes that I would almost be nervous to say. Now I'm going to read it for you. I heard from the Chazon Ish. I heard it directly from his mouth. He told it to me. You know, it's a funny way of speaking. He's making it very clear that this is not made up what he's about to say. Certain gedolim were not iluyim, geniuses. Not every picture you see on the wall was born knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. The Netziv, Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Rashi Ben Volozhin, not a genius. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who was the Rav in Kovna, the Posek Hador in the late 1800s, was not a genius. The Ktzos HaChoshen, we learned some Ktzos, wasn't a genius. But they were diligent. They worked hard. They say about the Netziv that he would sit and learn during the long winter nights with a wet towel on his head, his feet in cold water so that he shouldn't fall asleep. I'm not telling you to do this. But this is what I am telling you. You have to know when you go into Shavuos and for the rest of your lives. When it comes to Limud HaTorah, if you want to be successful, you have to want it. And you have to know that if you're fierce about it and you don't give up, you will always get there 100% of the time. And if you don't, it's because you didn't really want it. And in the Shmuz, he quotes examples where people said they wanted, and they weren't successful, and in the end, they didn't really want it. It was a nice concept. There are people who potentially want it to be like that. I'll give you an example. Bilam says, Tamas Nafshi Mos Yesharim. I want to die like the Yesharim. The Gemara says, Yesharim refers to Sefer HaYashar, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Chafetz Chaim said, on this pasuk, everybody, listen to this. Said the Chafetz Chaim, everybody wants to die a good person, but not everybody's willing to put in the effort to live like a good person. That's what we have to do. We know. Yeah, it's nice. It's nice to become the Rosh Hashiva, to get all the kavod. It's nice to get up in shul and give shiurim to everybody, and everyone's like, "Wow, he knows so much. Wow, look at she's so impressive. That's so nice." That's really nice. It's nice. Oh. But the people that are going to get there, the people that are going to fight, people are going to work hard and give the amilos. So when you give it all you got, you're guaranteed that you're going to get there. That's the lesson of Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus. That's Rabbi Freifeld's lesson from the story, from the Medrash of Rabbi Chanina. And that's what Rabbi Chazon Ish told us. The Gedolei Yisrael from the last 200 years weren't necessarily Iluyim, but they were people that wanted. And when you want, in Torah, there's a guarantee that you're going to get there.